تصور مع اساتذه هذا مفتي مولانا سيد مطهر صاحب هذا القاري صاحب مرحوم رحمه الله عليه اذز without fail every day for the duration that Hazrat used to be in Ritwan Dain, after Asr they would leave and make it there for Maghrib. And I think up to Isha they would be there and then come back after Isha. On several occasions we had the opportunity of being there. And many a times that entire duration from Maghrib to Isha was a silent majlis. Once somebody asked something, Hazrat would give one short answer because of his health now. So nobody would ask much also because it will put pressure on him, strain on him. So this whole majlis was a silent majlis. And they would return and go back for the silent majlis. But it wasn't just silence. Silence sometimes speaks louder than words. Words will speak to the ears, and the silence of the heart will speak to the hearts. But it needs to be tuned onto the right station. If a person has the receiver, the radio, whatever it is, but he's got it tuned elsewhere, then he's not going to receive. It's a wireless world, but it must be tuned correctly. So now this wireless world that we are in terms of the spiritual wireless world, that too needs to be, our hearts need to be tuned correctly to the hearts of the Ahlullah. And when it is tuned correctly, then this transfer that happens, ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. This fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala is not something that one can ignite on his own. It is something that is ignited from another source. When a person comes in the company of fire, of the fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then this is ignited by being in that vicinity, in that companionship. So when a person has that focus in his heart, that this is what I've come for, this is what I want, then inshallah this will transfer. So the whole objective is gaining this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, gaining this love of Allah Ta'ala, but that is then to be translated into islah of, obviously it starts off with islah of person's iman, aqaid, beliefs, and then islah of a'mal and islah of akhlaq. Many a times, person, mashallah, has the right jazba, has the right intentions, and when something is new, then there is an extra flavor in it because it's something new. A person has started moving the line of Islam, mashallah. So we become very, very sort of diligent on, mashallah, the mamulat, the zikr, tasbihat, which is essential. Without this, this is something that will not make it possible for a person to progress. That if a person is not punctual in his ma'mulat, a person misses his ma'mulat for one day, it doesn't seem like anything happened. What happened by missing it for one day? Nothing. Outwardly, this is what it seems. But this is like a person skipping one meal. Now, when he skipped that meal, he skipped lunch, for example, immediately he won't feel anything. But it is not that nothing happened. It's going to affect his energy levels, but it's not going to be visible or discernible immediately. But then he skips supper also. By the morning, he's going to feel very hungry, he's going to feel weak also. And if he then skips breakfast the next morning, then he's going to have a problem to maybe run initially. He'll be able to walk comfortably, but running is going to be a challenge. And if he stays hungry the next day, then to walk also become a challenge. But all this didn't start the second day. It started from the time he skipped that first lunch. It's now all adding up. But that first lunch already contributed towards his weakness. So likewise, a person misses his ma'mulat one day, it seems nothing happened. Everything's going fine. So there's no problem, everything. So in other words, the mind or shaitan and nafs then whisper into the heart that if you miss sometimes and you do it sometimes, what difference it makes? Nothing happened. But then the second time he misses it, and missing it one day opens the door to missing it the second day. So now he missed it the second day, now the weakness starts already setting in. Suddenly he's finding his eyes are not under control, which for days, for weeks, for months, there wasn't a problem. Suddenly why it's such a challenge? Now he's not even attributing, or cannot even think where it's coming from, where it started from. It started from skipping that meal, the spiritual meal, the nourishment of the heart. The tasbihat, the zikr, the tilawat, the ma'mulat of the day. So now one day, 2 days, 5 days, before a person knows it, he's slipped so far away that now he's battling to come back. But where it started from? That skipping that ma'mulat. So any case, what we are saying is that initially, person, mashallah, becomes very attached to it, his zikr, tasbihat, and this is essential. But then we tend to start confining Islam and tasawwuf to this. That as long as a person, mashallah, is completing his mamulat, obviously faraid, wajibat goes without saying. He is now making an effort to make every salah with takbir ula. Subhanallah, what a wonderful thing. All the other things of this nature, all excellent. But Islah, tasawwuf, the purpose of it is beyond this. It's with this and beyond it. That now this must translate into the correct muasharat also coming in a person. How does he conduct himself at home with his family, with his wife and children, with his parents? Many a times this kind of, well, people will talk and complain that my son, mashallah, is now doing this and that, excellent, very good. But when he comes home, he is another person. Outside, he's somebody else. And at home with his own parents, he's somebody else. So wife is complaining that my husband, mashallah, outside, he is Junaid al-Baghdadi. Not in those words, you might say, but this is the crux of it. That outside is Junaid al-Baghdadi. And inside, even Yazid will feel ashamed of him. Now, this is something which is far away from what the object of Islah and Tazkiyah is. Islah and Tazkiyah is a complete package, where it rectifies a person's iman, rectifies his ibadat, his salah now, he'll be more conscious of fulfilling everything correctly, and his muamalat, his muasharat, and all this will then even bring itself into his akhlaq. This akhlaq is something which unfortunately we generally tend to take for granted. What we understand akhlaq to be is what is actually etiquette. We met somebody, so we met him in a nice way, made salam to him. Somebody needed some help for that moment, so we assisted him. Mashallah, they're all good things, excellent. But this is general etiquette. Now this etiquette could stem from akhlaq, because akhlaq is actually in the heart. Akhlaq is in the heart. Part of akhlaq is, for example, generosity. Now a person can be giving a lot, and the chances are that he is not generous. So now if he is not generous, how is he giving? If he is not generous, then he would not be giving anything. But the motivation, if he is not generous within, the motivation will be another malady of the heart. It will be riya. It will be hubbe jah. As a result, he is doing it, but the motivation is something else. And there could be somebody not giving anything. He's not giving anything, but he is extremely generous at heart. So then how come he's not giving anything? Because he knows his priorities. Something has happened, he's now indebted. And he knows now my priority is to fulfill my debts. So giving people gifts now, and giving charities, and contributing to other causes of deen, mashallah, is excellent. But the priority is first I must fulfill my debts. So, somebody is now even regarding him as a miserly person. He says, it doesn't matter whatever people think of me, but Allah Ta'ala must be pleased with me. The prayer of Allah Ta'ala now is that I first fulfill my debts. So a person who is truly making the effort of making his Islah and Tazkiyah, then he will be looking at what is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in everything. And what is the demand of deen in this moment of time. What does akhlaq require of me now? Is it that what people will say? Then that too is hubbeja. But deen demands that now I should not shirk in the payment of my debts. That's the priority. That even if I cannot contribute to the cause of deen, there's a masjid being built, there's a madrasa that requires some funds, but my creditors are crying, I must pay them first. Now he knows his priorities. He is now making Islah of himself. But otherwise, then the person is now missing a point somewhere. So, this is the aspect that together with the Islah of a person's heart, that needs to translate into amal, in the correct amal, in his muamalat, in his muasharat, in his akhlaq. And this is the real key issue. That the akhlaq of a person, this is where really, this is the shine on everything. This is the shine of tasawwuf, that it really brings that shine in a person's akhlaq. Otherwise, what can become the situation is, outside it will be something else, and inside, just on the lighter note, one person suffered, well, he went into a coma. So now he was in a coma, but people thought that moment that he passed away. He seemed like he had passed away. And there was no sign of any pulse, but he was in a coma. In any case, because they thought he passed away, so they went through the processes, ghusl, kafan, everything. Now the janaza is lying there, the family is around, everybody is crying, his wife is crying. Then the time came now to take the janaza, so the sons came along, picked the janaza, and they're walking. As they were walking, there was one tree with a low-lying branch, which they didn't realize, they didn't notice. As they were walking there, as they were holding the box and walking, it hit the branch. When it hit the branch, it jolted, and in that jolt, this person came out of the coma. So everybody was, first they might have got shocked, Wallahu Alam, but in any case, now they were very happy, this person came back. So they brought him back home, life carried on. After some time, he really passed away. Again, the whole process started. Again, ghusl, kafan, janaza is there now. Again, his wife is crying. Now the time came to take the janaza, so the sons came. So as now the sons came to take the janaza, so the wife called one son close by, whispered in his ears, "Watch out for the branch. Just now he'll come back." We had enough of him now, let him go. So this is something, on a very light-hearted note it might have been, but food for thought. Whether it is from the perspective of our wives, our parents, or whether our neighbors, or whether anybody else, would somebody actually be, obviously somebody who, not out of any enmity or something, but would somebody actually feel relieved, alhamdulillah, this person is gone now. Then that is a poor reflection of whatever akhlaq is. So to be reflecting on this, alhamdulillah, we listen to a lot of waaz, nasihat, a lot of things we read, and this is something that needs to be ongoing. There is no limit to this. It needs to be ongoing. But what we don't add to that is, generally, illa mashallah, we don't add to that reflecting upon it. That we've come to a majlis now every month, or whenever in our community, wherever we may be, or some kitab we read. So after having read that, after having heard that advice, to then sit aside, even just a few minutes, and to reflect on what I've heard or what I've read, now how does this fit into my life? Or how much am I lacking in what was discussed? Or how can I now improve in where my weaknesses are? When a person, one is having, now chewed that food and eaten it, but it's not going to give him the benefit until it is not digested. After it is digested, now it will start bringing the energy. And the digestion of this advice and so on will come after this reflection. Initially, a person will hear it, it'll impact on the heart, he'll read something, he'll feel very moved by it. But if it's not accompanied by this reflection thereafter, then often it will then just a few minutes later, an hour later, that effect will pass, and it'll be over. Sometimes he'll take it deeper. But when a person will make it his habit to then reflect, sometimes he heard a 1 hour bayan, but he spent 3 minutes reflecting upon it. The 3 minutes of reflection will digest the essence of that 1 hour bayan. And this will motivate him now to start moving. This is that fikr. And fikr is the driving force. When a person has fikr, that concern that I need to now move, I need to move forward, I need to bring these things in my life. Now when he thinks about it, when he ponders over it, reflects upon it, then now this creates that movement. Okay, now I need to do it how? From where? Where do I start? Who do I go to? What advice do I take? Now when he's got that fikr will now move him to now write to his sheikh. Or to inquire now, these are my maladies. Otherwise sometimes a person, years pass by, but he doesn't inquire once also that how do I overcome this malady within me. And as a result, there is general improvement in overall things, but in specifics, a person is still not making any progress. And those specific issues hold him down. Otherwise we would have been progressing far ahead. But now what will motivate that writing to the Shaykh, taking his advice, asking him, and then it didn't work out, bring back to him? This will be when this fikr comes. And this fikr will be motivated by this tafakkur, by this pondering. This is something which the Mashaykh state, tafakkuru sa'atin khayrun min qiyami laylatin. This is a statement of the Mashaykh, of the Sufi Ikram, that pondering for a few moments, for one moment also, meaning of how to progress in deen. How will I acquire this love of Allah Ta'ala? How will I overcome my weaknesses? How will I correct myself? Is better, meaning more superior than the whole night of ibadat. Not that night of ibadat is anything less. But sometimes after that night of ibadat also, he would still not be making islah of his weaknesses. And this little bit of tafakkur will bring this consciousness. Where am I lacking? What I need to do? So this consciousness will be developed by this pondering, by this thinking, by this reflection. And the more a person reflects, the deeper this will get into him. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me also the tawfiq and bless one and all. Allah ta'ala grant us his muhabbat. Allah ta'ala give us the qadr and the true appreciation of the mashayikh. Allah give us mawla sihat and afiyat, keep his shadow over us for a long time and bless us to keep taking benefit from him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.